Can you breathe over there?
Hot.
All right.
Hi, Pastor.
Okay.
Another level of hot.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. My wife is here. She's going to pray us in.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, Christy, what's up?
Hallelujah.
All right.
Amen. Really reminded me today. Amen. Reminded me that laughter is the best medicine. And I thought of Monsters, Inc. Remember how they were trying to get their power or their goal up by doing fear?
Yes.
Right? It was all fear, 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 fear.
Yes.
But when they realized that laughter was more powerful than fear, then that's how they changed the whole system. So now it was about how we can make the kids laugh instead of scaring them. Mm. And I just think that's exactly how Jesus is, right? He doesn't want to invoke any kind of fear. But
he wants to invoke laughter.
Laughter, exactly.
What?
Amen.
I didn't know we were live.
We are live. We are. Why? You was back there posing?
No, I was messing around.
You did a little.
Pastor Ben always trying to get on TV. He always trying to get on TV. He'll walk by like this.
MCB.
All right, let's go. Okay.
Let's pray. Please lock your hearts. Our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the ministry that's already went forth through prayer, dear Jesus, the powerful anointing man of God, dear Lord, hearing from your spirit and speaking your truth, dear Lord. I pray that it brought joy to someone today. I pray that it broke some things in the atmosphere for someone today.
Lord.
I pray for deliverance for someone today in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we continue in the spirit of worship, dear Lord, that they will hear you today as the Spirit speaks through Pastor Sandy, dear Lord. Let our hearts be willing and in a position to receive, our spiritual ears open to hear, dear Lord, what the Spirit is saying on this day. We thank you. We bless you, Lord, as we pray for Pastor Sandy, dear Lord, that he's been before your throne, dear Jesus, and you've already ministered to his heart, dear Lord. Speaks, dear Lord, your truth, dear Jesus, that bestows in his belly. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we bless you.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. So, praise the Lord, you wonderful people in this weather, hot weather. I've been instructed, it was like Pastor Sandy, crazy. I was in Martinique with a jacket on just like this. It was a little hotter than today. And it was like, why this guy don't take his jacket off? Long time ago, the Lord told me, you keep your jacket on, you work for me.
Amen.
And he reminded me, like, you wore that football uniform in a dome stadium. And if you ever play in a dome stadium, and you got the uniform on, at halftime, you got to change everything because you're soaked, right? Because in the dome, it's hot, and it's like 70,000 people, and you're inside a dome. So it's like, he said, you didn't take your uniform off then. So it's like, keep your uniform on if they do.
Amen.
So praise God.
Amen.
All right, praise the Lord. We are going to do something today, and I need us to get on the same page, first of all. So I need us to immediately go to the book of Exodus, chapter 32. And it seems like this past week, the Lord has been really emphasizing me on like, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. Give them more proof, give them more proof, give them more proof that I'm coming. And I think the Lord has really knocked it out the ballpark because every message that I've given in the last 2 weeks have been brand new to me. So I'm like, wow, I didn't know that one either, Lord. So, and I think like the Lord is trying to encourage the body of Christ. It doesn't matter what the Illuminati's doing, preparing for the demise of the world and Christians. It only matters what the Bible says and what God is doing with his church. You understand?
Amen.
Because since that's not a part of your future, don't you worry about it. I could come and say, hey, you guys, guess what? The Illuminati's planning to fly all Christians into outer space and then bring us back, and on the way down, drop us all off into the ocean to drown. And then everybody would go, oh God, the Illuminati's, and they're really planning it, we got proof. And everybody would be going, they're gonna fly us to the moon and throw us in the water and make us drown, all Christians. And God's like, okay, and they got proof that they're gonna do it. What does that have to do with you? You're leaving, you won't even be here, right?
Amen.
And if you don't have the understanding that the Word of God is in control of everything, and that He's already planned our future, you'll think, you know, I imagine that Joseph's wife was not even one bit afraid of the coming famine. Because Joseph married, a Jewish guy married this Gentile bride, and they lived in the palace for 7 years while there was a famine going on around the world, right? Before the famine came, do you think that his wife was like, oh my God, there's a famine? She is the bride living in the palace. She's like, we already got plans.
Right.
And so God don't want his people to get caught up in fear mongering and all of this type of stuff. The 3 days of darkness, 10 days without. Wait on the Lord. He's got good plans for us that you will be able to escape all that is about to happen. You understand?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what he's saying. Okay. So let's look at this, because I want you to see God's consistency. You're in Exodus chapter. Okay, let's read from verse 25. And it says here, it says, Moses saw that the people were running wild and that Aaron had let them get out of control, and so became a laughingstock to their enemies. So he